Chapter 17. Hope and Perseverance. Pressing forward in faith. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. Newt Gingrich. Hope and perseverance are two essential pillars of the Christian faith. In a world filled with uncertainty, challenges, and suffering, it is hope that keeps us grounded in God's promises, and it is perseverance that enables us to endure and press forward in faith. Together, they equip believers to face life's trials with resilience, trusting that God's purpose will be fulfilled even when the path ahead seems unclear. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. Hope, in the Christian context, is not mere wishful thinking. It is a confident expectation in God's faithfulness and His plan for our lives. Perseverance is the outworking of that hope, the determination to continue trusting, serving, and believing even when circumstances are difficult. This chapter will explore the biblical foundations of hope and perseverance, offering insights into how these virtues work together to strengthen our faith and enable us to press forward with unwavering trust in God. The nature of hope in the Christian life. Hope is one of the central virtues in the Christian faith, often mentioned alongside faith and love as foundational to the believer's journey. Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines hope as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hope is not grounded in the present reality, but in the promises of God. It is the assurance that, no matter how challenging life may be, God is in control and will fulfill His word. Hope is closely tied to faith, because it looks beyond the immediate and trusts in God's eternal perspective. Romans 8 verses 24 to 25 explains, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." This passage highlights the forward-looking nature of hope. It is grounded in the belief that God's promises will come to fruition, even if we cannot yet see them. The ultimate Christian hope is the promise of eternal life in Christ. This hope sustains believers through life's trials, reminding them that no matter what they face on earth, their future is secure in God's kingdom. 1 Peter 1 verses 3 to 4 encourages us. "In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade." This living hope is what allows Christians to press forward with joy, even in the midst of suffering, because they know that their ultimate future is secure in Christ. Perseverance, the outworking of hope. While hope gives us a vision of what is to come, perseverance is what enables us to press forward in the present, despite difficulties. James 1 verses 2 to 4 teaches, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Perseverance is the spiritual muscle that develops when our faith is tested. It is the strength to keep moving forward, to remain steadfast in the face of obstacles, and to trust that God is working, even when we cannot see the immediate results. Perseverance is often cultivated in the most challenging seasons of life, when we are tempted to give up, when the road is long, and when the weight of trial seems overwhelming. Yet, it is in these moments that our faith is refined and our character is strengthened. Romans 5 verses 3 to 5 reminds us, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Perseverance is not just about enduring hardship. It is about being transformed through it, allowing the trials we face to deepen our faith and strengthen our reliance on God. Biblical examples of hope and perseverance. The Bible offers many examples of individuals who demonstrated both hope and perseverance in the face of overwhelming challenges. These stories remind us that, through faith, we can endure trials with confidence, knowing that God is faithful. 1. Abraham's hope in God's promise, Genesis 12 to 21, Abraham is often called the father of faith because of his unwavering hope in God's promises. Despite being promised a son and descendants as numerous as the stars, Abraham waited many years before seeing the fulfillment of that promise. Yet, his hope never wavered, and he persevered in faith. Romans 4 verse 18 tells us, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations." Abraham's hope and perseverance are a powerful example of trusting in God's timing, even when the fulfillment of his promises seems delayed. 2. Job's perseverance in suffering. Job 1-42 Job's story is one of immense suffering, yet his perseverance in the face of loss, illness, and despair is a testament to his unwavering faith. Despite losing everything, Job continued to hope in God's justice and goodness. In Job 19 verses 25-26, he declared, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God." Job's perseverance was ultimately rewarded, as God restored him and blessed him abundantly. 3. Paul's perseverance in ministry. 2 Corinthians 11 verses 23-28, the Apostle Paul faced numerous trials in his ministry, including imprisonment, beatings, and shipwrecks. Yet, he never lost hope in the mission God had given him. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 7, Paul reflects on his life of perseverance, saying, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." Paul's life reminds us that perseverance is not about avoiding hardship, but about faithfully pressing forward in the calling God has placed on our lives. Case study: persevering in hope through personal trials. Consider the story of Martha, a devoted Christian who faced numerous personal trials, including the loss of her job, health issues, and financial struggles. For years, it seemed as though the challenges were unrelenting, and there were moments when Martha felt like giving up. However, through her faith in God, Martha found hope in the promise that God had a plan for her life, even in the midst of uncertainty. Martha made the choice to persevere, continuing to pray, serve in her church, and trust in God's timing. Over time, her situation began to improve. She found new job opportunities, her health stabilized, and her faith grew stronger. Martha's story illustrates the power of perseverance in the face of trials, and how hope in God's faithfulness enables believers to endure even the most difficult seasons. Practical ways to cultivate hope and perseverance. 1. Immerse yourself in God's promises. Regularly reading and meditating on God's promises in Scripture strengthens our hope. By focusing on what God has promised, we can find the strength to persevere through challenges. 2. Keep a prayer journal. Documenting your prayers and seeing how God has answered them over time is a powerful way to maintain hope. It reminds you of God's faithfulness and encourages you to persevere. 3. Lean on your faith community. Surround yourself with fellow believers who can encourage you, pray with you, and remind you of God's goodness. Perseverance is strengthened in community, where burdens are shared and hope is renewed. 4. Embrace worship in difficult times. Worship is a powerful way to cultivate hope, even in the midst of trials. By praising God for who He is, rather than focusing on your circumstances, you remind your soul of His sovereignty and faithfulness. Bible verses on hope and perseverance. Isaiah 40 verse 31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Romans 15 verse 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Hebrews 12 verses 1-2. "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith." Discussion questions. 1. How has hope sustained you through difficult times in your life? 2. Can you recall a time when perseverance and faith led to spiritual growth? 3. What practical steps can you take to strengthen your hope and perseverance in challenging seasons? 4. How do you balance waiting on God's promises while persevering in your current situation? Further reading. 1. The Hope of Glory by John Meacham. This book explores the meaning of hope in the Christian life and how it sustains believers through trials. 2. The Problem of Pain by C.S. Lewis, a thoughtful exploration of suffering and perseverance, with insights into how faith provides hope in the midst of pain. 3. When God Doesn't Fix It by Laura Story. This book shares a personal journey of faith, hope, and perseverance in the face of unexpected trials. Conclusion. Hope and perseverance are inseparable in the Christian journey. Together, they form the foundation upon which we navigate the trials, uncertainties, and waiting periods of life. Hope looks beyond our present struggles and fixes its gaze on the promises of God, while perseverance is the commitment to press forward, no matter how difficult the path may seem. Both are vital, not only for enduring hardship, but for growing in faith and coming to know God more intimately through the process. Hope is more than a fleeting emotion. It is an unshakable anchor for the soul. As Christians, our hope is grounded in the unwavering faithfulness of God and His promises. It is a living hope, sustained by the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the assurance of eternal life. This hope enables us to look beyond the present moment, trusting that God is working all things together for our good, even when we cannot immediately see the outcome. Romans 8 verses 24 to 25 reminds us that hope is not based on what is seen, but on what is yet to come. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. This patient waiting, rooted in faith, allows us to navigate life's uncertainties with peace and assurance, knowing that God's plans are good and His timing is perfect. Perseverance is the active outworking of hope. It is the strength to continue moving forward when circumstances are difficult, to hold on to faith when doubts arise, and to remain steadfast in the face of trials. Perseverance is not about surviving challenges, but thriving in the midst of them by relying on God's strength. James 1 verses 2 to 4 speaks of perseverance as a refining process, one that leads to spiritual maturity. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Through perseverance, we are shaped into the image of Christ, developing resilience, faith, and a deeper trust in God's provision. The interplay between hope and perseverance is perhaps most evident during life's most challenging seasons, times when we are tested, when the road seems long, and the fulfillment of God's promises appears distant. It is in these moments that hope sustains us, reminding us of God's faithfulness, while perseverance empowers us to press forward, trusting that every step is part of His greater plan. Romans 5 verses 3 to 5 highlights this process, showing that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope, a hope that does not disappoint, because it is rooted in God's love. One of the greatest examples of hope and perseverance is found in the life of Abraham, who, despite the long wait for the fulfillment of God's promise, continued to hope against all odds. His perseverance was not passive but active, grounded in his unwavering faith that God would be faithful. This example encourages us to trust in God's promises, even when we face delays, setbacks, or challenges. Like Abraham, we are called to press forward with hope, knowing that God's promises are sure, even if their fulfillment takes time. Perseverance is also a communal practice. While hope often begins as an individual experience, it is nurtured and sustained within the community of faith. As Christians, we are called to support one another in times of difficulty, encouraging each other to persevere and to hold fast to hope. Hebrews 10 verses 23 to 25 exhorts us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. In community, we remind each other of God's promises, offer encouragement during times of doubt, and strengthen one another's perseverance. This mutual support enables us to endure challenges together, knowing that we are not alone in our struggles. Ultimately, the Christian hope transcends the difficulties of this life. It is anchored in the eternal promises of God, culminating in the resurrection and the promise of eternal life. This eternal hope gives us the strength to persevere through even the darkest moments, knowing that the trials of this life are temporary and that the glory to come far outweighs the present struggles. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17 declares, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." This perspective transforms the way we approach hardship, giving us the endurance to press forward with faith and joy, knowing that God's ultimate plan for us is one of redemption, restoration, and eternal life in His presence. In conclusion, hope and perseverance are more than just virtues to be admired. They are essential to the Christian life. Hope gives us the strength to look beyond the present, trusting in the fulfillment of God's promises, while perseverance empowers us to continue pressing forward in faith, even when the road is difficult. Together, they lead to spiritual maturity, deeper faith, and a more intimate relationship with God. As we navigate life's challenges, may we hold fast to the hope we have in Christ, trusting that God's plans for us are good, even when we cannot see the full picture. And may we cultivate perseverance, knowing that every trial, every delay, and every moment of hardship is an opportunity to grow in faith, to deepen our trust in God, and to press forward toward the ultimate fulfillment of His promises. In this journey, we are not alone. God is with us every step of the way. And through His grace, we are empowered to persevere and to experience the fullness of His love and faithfulness. Success is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in and day out. Robert Collier. Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Let perseverance be your engine and hope your fuel. H. Jackson Brown, Jr.